It's time for us to get healthy and get in shape. And we do that with our friends at the YMCA of their Upper Palmetto. Laura Smith is joining us from the YMCA. And good morning to you, friend.
Good morning. How are you?
Well, we're great. How are things at the YMCA?
Oh, well, this is a super special month. So this month of March, I mean, there's so much to celebrate each month, but, you know, in March celebrating, you know, women and then, you know, colon cancer and stuff. But we are celebrating for the month of March at the YMCA what is known to us as our Mission Strong Month. So all month long, we have been out in the community and with our members telling our story. Because a lot of times people come in and out of our doors and they're, you know, you got your tunnel vision as far as I got to get my run on and then I got to get to this and that and those things. And we love that. But a lot of times people are part of the Y and they don't realize that we are a, you know, non-for-profit, charitable, cause-driven organization. So we especially highlight it this month, and it's been Mission Strong Month. So we've been working hard. We've raised almost $50,000 this month. You know, overall, we raise about $450,000 each year. However, we give away over $1 million in scholarshiping and financial assistance to be part of the Y. And that doesn't even include the money that it takes to run the live the Learn to Swim program that we've talked about, mm-hmm. with the school system bringing the fourth and second graders to us, our Live Strong program, our, you know, cancer program, our First Thursdays program that's near and dear to us and what we do. So really, I mean, people just don't know that. So we've been using this month as a way to really celebrate and highlight the work that we do in the community.
Oh, we're so lucky to have such a vital YMCA that will offer a lot of these programs. And of course, if you know, if you cannot pay the membership, as Laura just explained, all this fundraising really kind of helps those families. So we don't want anybody to be held back for any reason whatsoever, especially if they're working to get their mind and their body all in shape.
No, absolutely. And that's our biggest cause, yeah. is our access for all.
Yeah.
You know, we want to level the playing field and give everybody a chance to be part of the Y.
Wow. I'm very passionate about the Learn to Swim program. I mm-hmm. taught that program when I was a lifeguard in Lancaster. At the time, it was not a YMCA facility, but now it is. But the program is still the same. And at that time, every fourth grader in Lancaster County learned the basics of swimming, whether they knew how to, if they knew how to swim, great. They just, we just fine tune those skills. If folks have been in the water, were not used to swimming, that was great. We taught them the skills. And if people have never been around water at all, they were introduced of just what happens if you find yourself in a predicament in water, how to get safely to the side. We did boat safety with them. We did life jacket safety with them. It was a fantastic program. And as a college student, I absolutely loved to see the joy when kids came on the first day, terrified, and by the 2 weeks, they were ready to go and couldn't wait to swim. So that's a fantastic program that really is exposing safe swimming and water safety to young people.
No, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And right now, with the partnerships that we have with five of the local school districts, there's over 4,000 children in that, you know, that we serve through that program. And what a program that, like, you know, as far as not hearing about statistics of children in our area drowning is, mm-hmm. you know, we take as proof of a success of, you know, what we do with the kids. And so one of the things that ways to help fund that program is a clay shoot, a sporting clay classic. It's our fourth year. It happens this year on April 4th. So everybody can come and be a part of that and spend the day out at Rocky Creek and then come back and be a part of the, you know, that thing called Come See Me that I've heard about here.
It's a small little spring festival.
Yeah,
very small.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, YMCA plays a big part in the Come See Me festival. Obviously, you can hopefully you could tell our sarcasm there, but the YMCA yes. is a big part of the Come See Me festival. The clay shoot will benefit the Learn to Swim program or just programs in general at the Y?
You know, all of our, yeah. you know, thing is will support all of our cases. But really, the clay shoot is as far as geared at lifting up our case for support about our Learn to Swim program. Okay, so, you know, come be a part of it. If you can't be a part of it, still sponsor it, or, you know, we'll have online, you know, auction stuff and things like that. So there's plenty of ways to kind of lean into the event, whether you can be there or not.
Skeet shooting is so much fun, and it continues to grow over the years. And we're lucky to have Rocky Creek right here in our backyard. They always open up their facility to organizations to help them raise funds. And the date, so you do not need to be a member of the YMCA to participate.
No, okay. Not at all. It's Friday, April 4th, and we have two different, you know, groups that go out. One that kicks off at kind of 9 o'clock in the morning and is wrapping up at lunchtime, and then one group that's coming out at lunch and then finishes up. You know, we have everybody out of there around 3 o'clock. So, two groups, plenty of opportunity.
Perfect. All right, Laura. Beyond that, what's another headline coming out of the Y?
Yeah, another headline coming out of the Y again. You know, we have, I mentioned it in my rattling off of all the things going on at the Y last time, but we are having our first annual Celebration of Prayer event on May 6th. It's going to be at the Rock Hill Event and Sports Center. And this year, headlining is Derwin Gray, pastor of Transformation Church. And so he is going to join us. You know, he is an author as well, and put out a dozen books. Don't know the exact count, but he just released a book here in mid-February, and he is going to be speaking from that, Lit Up with Love. And so he is going to be speaking. You can sponsor that event, participate, buy a table. Any of our sponsorships come with table, as far as a table of eight or multiple tables of eight. And anyone that signs up and sponsors us gets an autographed copy of Derwin's book to be a part of it. So we're really excited about having this this event this year. It's, like I said, we're out of the gates. We hope for it to be an annual event and really just lift up Celebration of Prayer. National Day of Prayer is May 1st. So it, you know, is kind of coming out of that. So that is another way that we want to celebrate.
What we know about the YMCA, you help us exercise our bodies, but also part of that, our mind and our soul. but they all three need each other to have a successful outcome. So your mind, body, and soul. What a great example of this. And if I'm not mistaken, Pastor Gray is in shape. From what I remember, the times I've done interviews with him, so he's a great example of someone who lives out all three.
Yes.
For everyone. So that's perfect.
And he's a daily member of the Y. So
perfect. We like that even more, don't we?
Yes, absolutely.
All right. Do you have another headline?
No, okay. I just, you know, wanted to talk about what we're doing with all of our events to support, really just our case for support. You know, our mission is to serve all. And so we want to show up in every way we can to do that.
Well, again, we're lucky to have an active YMCA here throughout the listening area. Become a member, get involved with the various programs. And remember that Beach Body is loading now. Get in shape now, so when you have to take your beach pictures later this summer and someone's like, gosh, you look great, you can say, oh, I got it at the Y this winter and spring. A lot of folks come summertime want to start getting getting in shape. And at that point, you still can, but you're kind of losing some weeks. Get ready now for that Beach Body.
Well, and then the Fitness Plus. Now you can come at 4 a.m. and come as late and stay as late as 11 p.m. So there's not an excuse on time, right?
You remove that barrier from folks. That's right. So time is not an excuse anymore, for sure. Laura Smith is with the YMCA of the Upper Palmetto. As always, Laura, thank you so much.